playoffs play here. From the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio, this is the home of the AL Central Champs. WMVP WSAG HD2 Chicago. Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey, good morning. Welcome in on a football Friday, baby. That's right. Time to fillet some Buccaneer, open a nice Pinot Noir, and have a good Sunday evening dinner.
So when you fillet a Buccaneer, what does that taste like? Does it taste like chicken?
A little gamey.
Oh, I would imagine.
A little gamey.
Yeah, a guy with a plume and a sword in his mouth, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yes.
So that would be a little gamey. That was an odd choice for a mascot when they came out, didn't it? In 1977, 78?
Correct.
Very odd looking, swashbuckling logo for the Buccaneers.
So, everybody is getting up. They're excited. Hey, the weekend's here. And the Bears are going to get the ever-living H beaten out of them.
Oh, not every Bears fan feels that way.
99.9% of them.
That's people that you and I know. But you know the diehards, right? Here's the thing about football. It doesn't matter how good, how mediocre, how bad your team is. If you don't have your own she shed or man cave, you have your local lounge. I was in the south side or west side. You go to the local lounge, mm-hmm. or you go to the sports bar, or you go to the restaurant. And no matter what, man, you know people are going to be dressed up in their blue and orange, rooting for the Bears no matter what. Now, you and I, as analysts and fans, we kind of know what the Vegas line is. We kind of know that the Bears are up against it, against the Super Bowl champions. But you know what? It's still not going to stop a Bears fan this morning getting up. You know what? It's Friday. I'm looking forward to my weekend, my NFL Sunday. No matter what, man, we're going to watch. And we're going to hope and wish and click our heels. And maybe something good will happen. We'll see.
You never know.
Yeah.
I remember a guy who, by the way, he's off today. Danny.
Yes.
Danny Zetterman. Last year, it's going to be Thursday Night Football. You and I are in the infancy of working together on our morning show, mm-hmm. and Danny in shot, no shot, a paraphrase, shot the Bears lose by 40 tonight to Tom Brady. Remember?
Yeah.
We beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom's up there going, wait a minute, isn't this fourth down? No, son, that would be fifth down.
That's right. You lose.
You're out. Take that. And again, they're 12.5-point underdogs for a reason.
Yep.
The GOAT is amazing. And I do not expect the Bears to win the football game, but stranger things have happened.
Now, here's what you look at. I don't think the Bears are going to win Sunday either, but I'm optimistic that they're not going to get, steamrolled or boat raced like the Browns game. At least that's the hope, right? Mm-hmm. That's the hope. You know what this section of this schedule is. When you and I saw the schedule unfurled, when we saw it laid out there for us to see, we said, boy, the middle of the schedule is daunting. When it starts with the Packers, we weren't sure about the Raiders. We weren't sure if the Raiders were going to be a good team, bad team. Who knew that, the bigot.
2 days later, the bigot would be out.
I didn't know that the bigot would be out as head coach. But the point is, though, is that when we saw the schedule, Cap, we saw at Raiders, Packers, Buccaneers, 49ers, Steelers, Ravens, right into the Thanksgiving game. We said, boy, no matter what, that's a tough part of the schedule. And so what I'm looking for is incremental success, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. And so that's the thing I'm looking at with Justin Fields. Remember, because Justin Fields is a starter, our whole mindset is, how does the young man get better? Is he going to be a franchise quarterback? No matter who the coaches are, no matter what the personnel is that kid getting better? That's what I want to know every single week.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Aiken Law.
That's right. 312-6 million. Did you see me looking around here while you were talking?
You're always looking lost. I don't know. You're like Sparky. I don't know.
Sparky being one of my three dogs. I am looking around while he's talking, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I lose more pair of reading glasses than any human alive.
Yeah.
Maybe all humans combined.
Yes.
Do you see where my glasses are?
Yes. It's on your shirt.
They're clipped on my shirt.
Yes.
And I literally am going, you got to be kidding me. I lost another pair. My wife said to me, "You, how much you've spent on reading glasses?
Yes.
You probably bought 20 pair.
Yes. And the good stuff, too.
I get them at Bed Bath & Beyond or Walgreens or CVS.
You know, that's where I get my glasses. Put that in the poll, please, Eric, at Cap J Hood. Do you get your glasses from Bed Bath & Beyond? Yes or no?
I go in there. They have like four pairs for $30. I'll take them because I know I'm going to lose them. And here they are. They're clipped right on my freaking shirt.
I'm not going to make you feel bad in that spot. You know why? Because now you
you've done it.
Well, listen, I've been wearing glasses because, you know, I work mornings now. When I was working in evenings, I didn't need glasses because, well, I was drinking.
Correct.
So that was my vision.
Right.
Just a lot of like Crown Royal and calls.
That's it.
So I didn't need that. There was no management in the building, so I could just drink.
Correct.
But now in the morning, because we get up so early, I need to focus. So, hey, listen, I'm not going to make you feel bad because I'm the same guy a couple days ago where I'm looking for my glasses and they're on top of my head. You know, just like, you know, or I'm taking off glasses that are not there.
Right, I've done that.
So don't feel bad.
So if you're out there looking for your reading glasses or laughing, I'm right there with you. So is Betty.
If you're looking for your glasses, it might be clipped to your shirt or on top of your head.
Because that's at least the third pair you've had on in a week.
That's
you have the round ones.
Yes.
Like brown. The John Lennon glasses.
Yes.
That are brown.
Yeah.
You have a black pair.
Yeah.
And now these are clear. The frames are clear.
You work this shift and you just forget stuff.
Right.
When you get up in the middle of the night, you just kind of forget things.
So,
it's like having your phone stolen, and all of a sudden it's on the west side of Chicago.
Right. And then most of the spots are easy to read.
Yeah.
And then you got Wags who works upstairs and he decides he's going to use a font 9 times smaller. You're better than that, Scott Wagman. You're better than that. Anyway, 312-332-3776. The Bears will win Sunday if.
Okay. The Bears will win Sunday if the defensive secondary is opportunistic as the defensive line is. How about that? That means that Eddie Jackson and Jalen Johnson need to do their job in the secondary, meaning making it very difficult for Tom Brady to be able to get those long passes and for them to matriculate the ball down the field. I know the defensive line can get after him. I know that Brady gets the ball out quickly, but I know this defense can get after the quarterback. They can find a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can get through that offensive line. At least they're going to try. But the secondary is the key for me and for the Bears to win on the defensive side of the football.
For me, the key will be if they can run the ball. I'm not saying they're going to run for 190 yards. That's the number one run defense in the league. But if they can run the ball reasonably effectively early to set up the pass. And Justin hits a couple shots down the field.
Man, I just want him to understand if you have to run, do it. Don't be in between. Like the clock in his head tells me he's in between. And I don't know how else to explain this outside of he is patting the ball, gets the ball cap, and he's looking and sees Robinson is not open, Mooney's not open, Komet's in trying to block and help on the offensive line. And he's got to realize, like, there is no pump fake in between. Just run. If it's not there, go. This ain't Purdue, okay? You've got to be able to get on the run. If it's not open, you got 2 seconds or less to make a decision.
Let's go. Agreed. Let's go.
You know? It's either that or throw it out of bounds. It's one or the other, right? But
right.
Taking
all these sacks, you can't do it.
You just don't have the time to roll way out in the pocket and think that you got 6 or 7 seconds like it's a college football Saturday. He knows the difference now. He's a little bit tight-lipped and a little bit, kind of pissed off at the Hubarkish questions about whether or not the game has gotten quicker or not, that kind of thing. He knows it's a whole different animal when it comes to the National Football League as far as speed coming off the ball.
Correct. If he could take one comment back, and he didn't mean anything by it.
No.
He wasn't denigrating the opposing defense in the preseason. He was praising his defense he practices against.
Mm-hmm.
Is it speed of the game something you got to adjust to? No, I didn't actually think it was that fast. because I got to go up against those dudes at Lake Forest every day. But that part got clipped, and the smaller part just was, I didn't think it was that much faster. And now he has to wear that when anybody asks him a question, to the point where he bristles.
Well, he was in that preseason game against, I guess, maybe against Buffalo. Maybe it was that, or maybe another preseason game. He didn't think it was that fast. And, so, of course, those guys are working at Jiffy Lube now.
Correct.
That he took on.
Correct.
That's the difference.
Who's the big muscular dude working at Jiffy Lube? Yeah, he got cut by the Bills.
That's the difference, right? So, but he knows now. Oh, after that Cleveland game, he knows. He definitely knows, as Ralph Kramden used to say. Oh, he knows.
Oh, he knows.
He knows, Alex.
Let's go to the phone.
Chef of the future.
Hello, Ball. Rick in Batavia. What's up, Sparkles?
Hey there, guys. Maybe I got my meatball-colored glasses on, but I seem to remember the Bears beating the Buccaneers last year with Mitch Trubisky.
Yes.
No, Nick Foles. Foles.
Oh, well, that's right. The guy that's the Brady killer. Well, I guess without him, we might have a little bit of a problem. But, you know, this Herbert, he might not have the afterburners, but when he hits the crease, man, he doesn't need much of a hole. And I tell you, while I was waiting, you guys added the Bears win if. The Bears win if Justin Fields knows when it's time to tuck and run and has 100 get rushing yards, but doesn't get RG3.
I see what you're saying there.
Every time he runs, I get worried.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting 100, but he could he get 30 or 40? And we appreciate your call, Rick. Have a great weekend, man. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, when I say I want him to run the football, I don't mean...
He doesn't have to be Bobby Douglas.
No, come on. Shine up the reference. Come on, be better than that now.
Well, that's the all-time leading rusher in Bears history at quarterback.
All right, yeah, do it for Tyler and Eric. Come on, get a little bit more modern than that.
Okay, it doesn't have to be Vince Evans.
It's not helping, Cap. Either same nut, huh?
It's who?
Yeah, exactly.
I wore that at the fantasy football convention. I have a Vince Evans jersey. Yeah, because it was eight.
Yeah, number eight.
They thought,
where did you go to college?
I don't remember.
Southern Cal.
It was Southern Cal?
Yeah.
I just, I remember wearing that, and people, I was, taking off my jacket. It's like, oh, Rex? Like, no, Vince Evans, brother. Vince Evans.
There you go.
Kids, Vince Evans. Black quarterback. Only problem is, threw the ball too hard. It was breaking fingers.
He was.
That's what Jiggins would tell me.
He would throw it 200 miles an hour.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
He had no finesse.
None.
He'd be throwing the football, and it would break fingers. That's how good
people
he was.
People always say, the Bears will never have a black quarterback. Mm-hmm. Really? They actually were one of the first to have a black quarterback.
So you need to do that sentence again before we break. So you don't want him to be who out there? Modern reference.
RG3.
I mean, I heard what the guy said. I mean, he's an analyst now. Just say Lamar Jackson.
He's not that good yet.
Well, I mean, but he utilized his legs. You don't want him to run the football 100 yards.
I don't want that to be the game. That's it. We're just going to run Justin around because that's how he's going to get killed.
That is correct.
I want to see him roll out, screen passes. If they pin their ears back with Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh and Lavonte David and... JPP, and again, I don't even know if he's going to play because he's banged up, but they've got all these dudes that can get to the quarterback. Screen pass. It's allowed. We never run it. They threw it once last week, I think, and Herbert dropped it.
Yeah.
It was a bad pass. It was down at his knees. We can run a screen pass. You can move the pocket. You can roll him out. I just don't need to see the guy. Like, the whole offense is just a wildcat with Justin. No.
All right, so we're going to play fill in the blank again, right, this Friday.
That's it. Bears will win if
blank.
Fill in the blank. Plus, we're going to get to this. Oh! Didn't work so well last night. That's right.
Still to come. We'll get to them.
We'll get to the Blackhawks. They suck. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Cap J Hood, ESPN 1000 on a football Friday. Our guy Danny has the day off. He's already in Tampa. Went down last night with his young son Avery. They're hanging out, having a good time all weekend, and then they'll go to the game. Meller is working this afternoon with Waddle because the longtime pizza man, as you like to call him, Sylvie, is headed with his son Mason to Tampa.
I don't call him that. He calls himself that. Longtime pizza man. He calls himself that.
Correct.
From the commercial.
That's right. And Meller, I said, is in with Waddle. And then Carm is working today. Okay. He and his son, Gio, are going to meet the rest of the crew down there tomorrow.
All right. Now that we've taken attendance, how about the Bears?
There you go. Let's go to the phones. Bears will win if 312-332-3776. Victor's in Oak Park. Victor!
Hey, boys. What's up? Good morning. Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday, Vic.
All right, Jay Hood, good to hear your voice, Cap, always.
You too.
Okay, so, ready for my hot take? The last caller kind of touched on it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm feeling good because Nick Foles is still on our team, and even though he won't play a snap, just hopefully he's standing right on the sideline staring at Brady because I think he's still got that juju, you know. Kind of how Peyton Manning was making fun of him at that golf tournament, you know, busting his ball.
That would be so much fun. If the Bears were to win and Foles is out there going, where's the handshake, Tom?
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. I'm feeling good. The Bears are going to take a win, and Tom Brady is going to not shake his hand. That's what I'm predicting.
All right, Victor, have a great weekend, man. Appreciate you. Keith is over in Inglewood. We were just talking about Inglewood at the break.
Sure was.
That's right, where I used to go recruit. Keith, what's going on, Sparkles?
How you doing, man?
What's up?
What's up, Keith?
Okay, listen. The Bears will win if Tampa Bay forfeit. That's about the only chance they got if they forfeit. And then stop making excuses for Justin Fields. He made the comment, and he lived it. So stop making excuses for him.
Who's making excuses? I just said if he could take it back, he would never say it again.
It was a rookie mistake. He made this. But Clowney and the other guy, he sure showed him, though. But why would he take 9 sacks? Why would a quarterback sit there and take 9 sacks, especially with his running ability?
Because he had no time. Those guys were getting swarmed. They were bringing blitzers. There were 5 guys in protection.
And also, the game plan was bad, Keith. That's one thing for sure.
Oh, come on. Quit making excuses about the game plan. He took 9 sacks. There's no way Russell Wilson would have took 9 sacks.
Is it an excuse or is it a reason?
You all are making excuses for him. What about his running ability?
No. Let's address it, Keith. We appreciate the telephone call. Let's address it.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Have a good weekend, man. Just,
I want you to listen while we talk about what you're discussing. If you listen to the show yesterday, one of the topics we had on the show yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour was talking about how we judge Justin Fields like the rest of the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're not grading him on a curve. Just because he's a rookie doesn't mean that we turn a blind eye to some of the mistakes that he's made. We have identified on this show, if you are a P1 to the show, or heard the podcast, Cap and I talked about how he holds the ball too long, how he has this indecision on whether or not he should throw or run. He's kind of like in between sometimes. When it came to the Cleveland game, it was an issue for Fields because it was his first time starting, and also an issue as far as the game plan. There was nobody to chip. There was no extra bodies out there on the offensive line to give him time to throw. So we don't make any excuses for him at all. If you listen to the show, we are judging him just like any other Bear. If he falters, we talk about it. If he's pretty good, we talk about it. So we don't turn a blind eye to the issues with Justin Fields. Tyler.
And real quick, Eric. Russell Wilson, why was he talking in the offseason about wanting to get out? He was getting hit too much.
Yeah.
Since 1970, he's been sacked more than on average per season than any other player in the league. So Russell Wilson not getting sacked 9 times, a bad example. He gets sacked more than anyone else in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
No question.
So the idea that this show makes excuses for Justin Fields, just not true.
And he just needs to, and he said, I've got to be better. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
He's learning. I get it. No excuses. I'm trying to think who said this to me.
It's probably me.
It was. This is a big boy market. If you're going to start a quarterback for the Bears, we're going to hold you accountable. We will understand that you are learning on the job, but we're going to hold you accountable. Period.
There you go.
That's it. So take that, What was, it was Keith?
Keith from Englewood.
Take that, Keith, over in Englewood, my friend. Let's go to John in Evanston. He's a P1. Hey, John, what's up there, Cookie?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
You too.
Hello, John.
Hey. You know, hey. I think they, two or three things are going to have to happen. Justin's going to have to get rid of the ball in a hurry. You know how bad their defensive backfield is hurting right now. They, a lot of their players are down, including Sherman now. Get the ball out into the flat if there's nothing down the field. Let the running back handle it like a handoff. Let him get some blocking in front of him. Defensively, our safeties are going to have to step up this weekend because if they don't and the middle of that field is open, Tampa Bay's going to take advantage of that, and we're really going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, the key, and John, thanks, man. Have a great day. Have a good weekend. If you run the football in the first half and you, it's a brick wall, mm-hmm. Sue and Vita Vea, who broke his leg last year against us and mm-hmm. was out, he's the best run stuffer in the National Football League. Those two dudes up front, JPP and Levante David, and who's the other linebacker? Why am I forgetting? Levante David, there's another one. Who's the other linebacker?
Devin White?
Devin White.
Devin White.
Devin White is a beast. Beast, number 45.
Shaquille Barrett, they're, David, and Devin White.
They're phenomenal.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Correct, yes. With the club.
Yes.
That'll teach you to play with fireworks. I mean, holy smokes. But he still, with all that, has been a beast.
Brought to you by Crazy Kaplan.
Go yes, ahead. Thank you. If you can't run it effectively, you have to stay wedded to running the football. Keep pounding the rock.
Does that bother you that the Bears are the worst in the NFL in offense?
It's disgusting.
I mean, but you're talking about, yes, you have to run the football. The Bears average 129 yards rushing compared to a league low 117.2. And throw in the fact that the Bucs have the league's stingiest run defense. See, that's where the rubber meets the road, right? If the Bucs defense is only giving up 54.8 yards per game and the Bears run 129, what do you think is going to win? Especially when it's not Montgomery. Now this all is predicated on an offensive line that's going to give the same running lanes that they had the last few weeks to Herbert.
Correct, and I don't know if you'll get those. And Herbert did a good job last week. He ran for 97 yards. Did you see the Schefter report yesterday that Damian Williams is still not back at practice? Because he's one of the few Bears that's unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Robert Quinn is vaccinated, mm-hmm. had a breakthrough positive test. He will have a chance to have two negative tests in a 24-hour span. He could play on Sunday.
Yeah.
Damian Williams is still, he's under that 10-day deal because he's unvaccinated.
Mm.
I don't understand why he'd put himself in that position when he's a backup trying to make it in the league.
Everyone has their own choice, Cap. I mean, listen, it doesn't, as mom said, common sense is not common. I mean, I would make sure that I'm healthy enough where that's not an issue.
Correct.
Right? I know that everyone has their own belief. And you and I have talked about this during this pandemic era. But it's just people will do what they think is best for them. And correct. They have every right. But there's always consequences.
There are consequences for your actions.
Absolutely. There's always consequences. And I know people want to be able to have their cake and eat it, too. But that's not how the world works.
Correct.
It just doesn't work that way.
Exactly right.
So, but hey, do you? Who am I to tell you? I know what's best for me. I know what's best for my partner as far as my health. But everyone has their own choice.
Correct.
So I'm not going to put my beliefs out there on you. Do what you think is best. But just understand, like, don't blame me if something blows back on you because you didn't do the right thing.
Correct. There are consequences for your actions.
Sure.
Exactly. You and your wife went together.
Yeah.
My wife and I got our shots, and that was our choice. I'm not telling you out there have to get your shot.
No.
That's your business.
No.
Just understand there are consequences for your actions.
Ask Kyrie Irving if there are any consequences.
Yeah, to the tune of like tens and tens of millions of dollars.
Can I tell you something? Just a kid from the shy, just a kid from the South Side. When I see someone find that much, like generational wealth for some, for some families, that's generational wealth. And you're just sitting on your ass and you're just fined, what, 100 grand, 200 grand, whatever it is, right? A week or a day. I can't relate to that.
Yeah, I don't get
Sorry, I can't do that.
If he makes first team or second team all pro, he gets the Supermax, $228 million. If he doesn't play, he doesn't get it. $228 million.
I just couldn't just sit out and just like, everyone's got their own principles. Hey, Chappelle ran away from big time money. Like, what was it, Ty? Like 50, 60 grand, something like that? 50 million, rather? I mean, big money, and he went to Africa because he just couldn't take it at Comedy Central. Like, he could do that. He already makes that few money, so he's good with that.
Correct.
I couldn't do that.
Correct.
I couldn't do that.
Give me one bite at that apple.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't do that. Just growing up in a family that had, making low five figures, salaries, like, to walk away from that kind of money that we're talking about on a daily basis, I couldn't do it.
It's crazy. 312-332-3776. Almost nobody is picking the beloved on Sunday. Do they have a chance against the Bucks? And what makes Sunday successful for the Bears? Is it only win or it's a failure? Or what if Justin just is awesome? Wow. They lost 31-30. Justin had four touchdowns. Like, is that a successful day for you? 312-332-3776. Couple lines open, so jump in. We'll get right to you next.
Take that.
Hey, you looking for a new drink to quench your thirst? Try my favorite, Bai, B-A-I. Bai has reimagined and expanded water superpowers beyond basic hydration. Bai delivers more than you'd ever expect from regular H2O. Bai beverages are antioxidant, plant-powered infusions with exotic flavors like the all-new Kupang Strawberry Kiwi. My favorite, Kula Watermelon. My son Brett's favorite, that would be Coconut Pineapple. And there's only 1 gram of sugar in the entire bottle and 10 calories in the entire bottle. So if you're going into that convenience store and you go, all right, this has a lot of sugar in it. What else can I get? But it tastes good. You just don't want plain water that day. Bai. B-A-I. And if you're looking for some good energy, check out the new Bai Boost and all the goodness of Bai with as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. Bai. It's Wonder Water. Take that.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Welcome back at 7:38 in the great city of Chicago. 312-332-3776. With Jonathan Hood, I'm David Kaplan. Tyler Aki will be answering your calls. He's a product of the Newhouse School of Journalism at Syracuse. And Eric Ostrowski is at the controls. He didn't go to college.
No, he went to college.
No, I know.
I'm a product of Jeff and Adrian Ostrowski. That's
there
what I'm a product
you
of.
You know what that's called? The School of Hard Knocks.
Exactly right.
How about that?
Exactly.
Drives in from Whitewater, Wisconsin every morning.
Tyler was in that protected cocoon of Syracuse.
All right.
Eric's out there knocking heads.
That's true.
About sums it up. Yep.
Pretty much.
It's pretty true, actually.
Go back to the phones. Almost nobody is picking the Bears on Sunday. Do they have a chance against the Bucks? And what would make that day successful for you? What if Justin's awesome? Awesome! And they get beat by the GOAT. Is it still successful for you? Or win, or you're a failure? Period.
Got to get more than 200 passing yards. Yeah, fewer than 200 passing yards in each of the first six games for the Bears. Let's get over 200, and then we can talk.
Rock and roll. Here's Dean and Lyle. Hey, Dean, what's going on there, buddy?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Dean.
So I think that I would rather have Justin Fields throw for 250 passing yards, run for 65 rushing yards, and throw for three TDs, and we lose in a very close game than have us win in an ugly win with Justin Fields playing just average, because I think he'll be more successful for the Bears in the future. But we need more set plays for Justin Fields. I feel like every play we have is extended. We don't have any, like, quick slants right away off the bat, quick hitches like the Packers do, the Bills do, I've seen this weekend. So I think we need a lot more set plays than plays that are trying to get extended and not off the bat. We're doing too much thinking.
That's fair.
Dean, have a great weekend, man.
More than fair.
You too.
Peter Andriatis, our Greek friend down in Miami, but he's a Chicago guy. He's down in Florida. He said, since at D. Zetterman isn't in your studios and brought all the rain to South Florida, it's raining here, I have a shot or no shot for you. Shot or no shot, the Bears' total passing yards for the day will be less than the Bucs' first quarter passing yards.
That very well could be the case.
Why are you so negative, Peter? Yeah. You're better than that.
That's because it's raining in Florida.
Correct.
So that's why he's negative today.
Good. It's 38 here, so take that. John in Grand Crossing. Hey, John, what's up there, Buttercup?
Good morning, Kevin Hoodie. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's cracking, John?
So for me, success on Sunday is twofold. I'm definitely on the train of wanting Justin Fields to progress more than anything. And so for me, what I would like to see and what constitutes success is him recognizing defensive sets. I would love to see him get to the line and just have confidence in what he's seen and then make the smart play. And Hoodie, like you've been saying, I want him to get more comfortable with that clock in his head and make that decision to either throw the ball away or run. And then the second part is I still feel like I can tell when Nagy is calling a play and when Lazor is calling a play, and I just want to see all Lazor plays on Sunday. If I can see that, those two things, I think it's a success for me. Thank
John,
you, guys.
John, let me ask you a question before you go. Where do you usually watch the game? Do you watch it at Francis's? At the 50-yard line, where do you usually watch it? At home or either at the bar?
I'm watching at home. Always at home.
Okay, but never in the bars. There's plenty of good bars around there.
There is, but I like the home watching experience.
Let me ask you a question, John. See if you feel like I do. I've never asked this question to my partner, but I'm going to ask you first. If I walked up to you and said, "Hey, man, it's going to be 75 degrees and sunny here," is 250-yard line seats at Soldier Field, or you could be on your couch with your food, with your bathroom, and your big screen, and the red zone on a second TV. What are you doing?
I'm picking option two, man. I like that.
Yeah, you know
what, you.
You know what, John? You know, that's the play. You know why? You got your own bathroom. No one's going to spill your beer. You don't have to have long lines. You don't have to pay for parking because the car is in the garage or the driveway. So all the convenience is at the crib. So I think that's perfect.
You're right, man, especially the way Soldier Field is set up right now. I'm definitely staying at home.
I'm with you. Have a great day and a great weekend.
Thank you, John.
You too, guys. Love you guys.
Appreciate you. Let's go to James in Oswego. Hey, James.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, when you think about the Bears and when they lose, you normally consider that a failure, right, or a bad thing. But like you're saying, Cap, if Justin Fields can have three or four touchdowns and run for a few yards and the team plays well, defense plays well, I guess you would at least have a good feeling about that, right? But they had to turn it into wins going forward. Like, they had to take the next step the next week, you know, not regress. Otherwise, it would be disappointing.
Yeah, it's about incremental success, right? I mean, and listen, there are no participation trophies in the NFL. I want to make sure it's clear. But at the same time, though, we're trying to build toward having a quarterback that matters, a quarterback that is a franchise guy that can elevate the offense.
Like thanks for the call, James. Have a great weekend, man. Like the Chargers last year, their record wasn't where they wanted it to be. It ended up costing Anthony Lynn his job. But every single week you went, that Herbert dude's really getting good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's developing. And now he's one of the best players in the National Football League. So, yeah. Like, if you lose this weekend, but Justin, wow, he took a big step against a big boy opponent. And then next week, you beat the H out of the 49ers here, and Justin's really good again. You're like, okay, we're building something.
Cousin Wiley chimes in, and my cousin says, Tom Brady has a thumb injury that forced him to throw a lot of short passes in the second half of the last game. We'll keep our eyes on that. You know, the elixir to a bad thumb is play the Bears secondary.
Correct. Oh, I can zip it in there. So, Eddie Jackson's not going to tackle anybody.
So we'll see about that, right?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Can't wait. By the way, Lance Briggs is going to address the Eddie Jackson situation on the football after show after the game on Sunday.
Is that a promo on TV?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, I mean, is that going to be a commercial that everyone knows? That should be the commercial.
Yes.
You should probably contact Peacock about that.
Well,
Not the football after show. Lance Briggs addresses Eddie Jackson. Tune in. Find out what he's going to say.
Correct.
I'm waiting for the TMZ sound effects. Doom, doom, doom.
Doom, doom, doom.
Exactly. What they should do, memo to John Shipman, the king over there at NBC Sports Chicago now, just put up a board of, it says 7 Pro Bowls, Three-time All-Pro, one-time first-team All-Pro, second in tackles in the history of the franchise, and then have a little graphic of Eddie Jackson, how many missed tackles. See you Sunday.
Clip that and send it to Eddie Jackson's Twitter and Instagram.
Correct.
That's what you do. Clip that, send that video.
Right.
There you go, pal. Take that.
And also memo to Eddie, if you're going to talk mess on the radio or on the social media,
yeah,
don't tuck tail and delete it.
No.
Be a man and stand behind it.
I agree with you. I mean, listen, Eddie Jackson's got a lot of problems with former Bears in the media. I mean, Waddle's right at the top of the list. I mean, what a bully that Waddle is. I mean, 87 there, he's just talking all kind of crap. Can't get along with anybody on the current team.
Right. It's unbelievable. Jeez. I can't tell me you're better than that.
No, I understand he holds the
Bears
accountable.
Guys are soft.
I mean, I know he holds the Bears accountable, but my God, I mean, he rules with an iron fist. This whole thing with Akeem Hicks, this whole thing with Eddie Jackson. I mean, this Waddle, my God.
Come on, Tommy.
I know he's a veteran around here, but my God, man.
I mean, we were together 10 years. I thought I taught you better.
I thought I knew you, Tom.
Yeah, come on.
Jeez.
Do the Bears have a chance against the Bucs? What makes Sunday successful for the Bears? Is it win or nothing? What do you think? 312-332-3776. Jay, Derek, Mark, Austin, Elvis, the phone lines are hopping. We're coming to you next. It's our favorite time of year as we're back traveling the road of college football. And Goodyear knows the passion and excitement it takes to drive forward. Whether your team's home or away, the game's traditions are still the same. Through every first down, touchdown, or fourth quarter comeback, by moving anything is possible. Goodyear is here to drive you forward on the road that moves us all. Goodyear, more driven.
Here's David Kaplan.
Again? Jeez. This hour brought to you by Valparaiso University. Think of the world you want to live in. Then come to Valpo and build it. The fall 2022 application is now open. To learn more, apply. Visit valpo.edu.
Here's David Kaplan.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
So, do the Bears have a chance? You're saying there's a chance. Probably not. But you never know. That's why they play the games. Who was it last year that lost to the Jets for their only win? It cost them Trevor Lawrence. Wasn't it the Rams?
Might have been.
The Rams lost to the Jets. They were like, what? They were like a 2 billion point underdog, and they won the game outright. You never know.
Coming up in 2 hours from now, we'll hear from Carmen DeFalco. We'll have our best trends. The NFL and college slate's little meh, but you know what? There's always money-making opportunities. MMO, we call it here on Cap and Jay Hood.
There you go.
Money-making opportunity.
Every day is a money-making opportunity. Mm-hmm. And when the WNBA season's going, follow that guy, Jonathan Hood.
Oh, yes.
He's very good at it. Very good. Back to the phones. Let's go to... our guy Jay hung up. Mark in New Lenox. Hey, Mark, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, I just want to say I've been a Bears fan for many, many years, a season ticket holder. Anytime you hear that everybody goes to one side, guess what happens?
Go to the other way. Don't follow the public.
The Bears are going to win. They're going to shock the crap out of everybody.
I love it.
Way to pull up the nose there, kid.
Yeah. You just never know, do you?
You never, ever know.
Give us a key. Why do you think the Bears will win if blank? Why do you think they can?
I think our defense, the intangibles, are going to win us. We don't have a better quarterback. We don't have a better defense. But guess what we have? We have the intangibles that are going to change. The warm weather is going to spark some activity. And watch. As everybody thinks the Bears are going to lose, they're going to win by three. Watch.
All right.
And I'm going to call. I'll call back on Monday, and I'll tell you guys.
You call back. If they win by three, you call back on Monday. They got to win by three, not by two, not by 20. By three, I will get you dinner at Lou Malnati's.
All right. I'm going to make sure I call. This is Mark Ott, OTT, from New Lenox.
There you go. Was your dad Ed Ott?
Would you get off the phone? Let him go.
Cap's that person that he finds out someone lives in Hinsdale. I'm like, oh, do you know my friend Tim in Hinsdale?
Oh, my God.
You're that guy, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, man.
God. He's 1-0 away from being a palindrome. OTPO. Thank you, Murph. Appreciate that.
Who? Back to the phones. Derek's up in Crystal Lake. Derek.
What's going on? What's going on, babies? How you doing, man?
What's cracking?
Brothers, what's happening?
Hey, I got the Bears winning. Here's why. I say we got all this talk about how bad the offense and stuff is going. Mm-hmm. What do they say? Keep it simple, stupid?
Yeah.
Greg Olsen pointed it out for Justin Fields on the play where he got sacked, where they sent everyone down 30 yards, and yet someone could have cut, and at least he could have gotten us the first down. Now, Brady can thank Mr. Aaron Rodgers for the crap he's talking, and I think he's going to be playing a pissed-off defense, and I think the offense may squeeze by and help us get this W. It won't be pretty, but I think the W will be there. And I don't know about shocking the world, because you know us Chicago fans, we're a little bit hard on the Bears anyway. We're going to be like, yeah, no, we expected them to do that. You know, but that's what I'm thinking.
All right. Keep your fingers crossed, Derek. Have a great day, man. Appreciate you listening.
You know what play he's talking about with Greg Olsen,
correct?
Right?
And everybody's in vertical.
Everybody's just going to the end zone, and there's no underneath for the first down.
Correct.
That's what Derek was just talking about.
Correct.
I sent you that screenshot.
The other day.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, I was showing it to my wife. She's like, why can the Bears not just move the ball down the field? I said, let me show you something.
Yeah.
That's our coaching.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, back to the phones, 312-332-3776. Mark, our guy, is listening on the app. Mark, what's up, man?
How we doing, guys? How we doing?
What's
up, Mark?
I'm making the trip. I'm flying today from D.C. down to Tampa. My father-in-law lives down there. I'll be going to the game on Sunday. I should say I've only been to 4 Bears games in my entire life, and they've won every single one of them. So that leads me to believe that we'll get another Bears victory. But I should put the asterisk that the 4 games I've been to were against the Lions, the Vikings, the Jets, and the Washington football team. So not exactly a competitive game, any of the ones that I've gone to, but I have 5 keys to the game.
Okay, let's go.
That's key at the game.
One.
The first one, the Bears are not being blown out by the third quarter. If I could stay the whole game because they're not being blown out, that's one.
Two.
Two. Field throws for at least 3 touchdowns. 3. Herbert runs for at least 100 yards. 4. Has at least half a dozen catches for 40 plus yards, and 5, Eddie Jackson tackle like Lance Briggs.
Eddie Jackson tackles like Lance
Mark,
Briggs.
Mark, have fun, man. Hope you stay undefeated. That'd be a lot of fun. 312-332-3776. We got more calls. Phone lines, look what you've done. They're locked, they're loaded. That and shot, no shot. In 2 minutes, follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. Watch us live. Join the chat. Sponsored by Ricci. Take that.